Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. I'm going to talk to you today about living a baptized life. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist is speaking. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. People have asked me over the years, not that I don't have my struggles, as I have spoken recently with you concerning, but people have asked me over the years, how is it that you keep on keeping on? How is it that you stand? How is it that you resist sin? How is it that you have faith for supernatural provision? And so this would seem a strange topic today to begin to introduce, as I have mentioned that the title of the message is Living a Baptized Life. But that's where we're going to be going this morning, and it is everything. It is how you do this thing, this life that the Lord has called you to do. And so I'm going to be talking about baptism. And some of you, as I talk, you'll think, oh, he's going to preach on baptism in the Holy Spirit. And then at other times, you're going to be saying, oh, he's talking about water baptism. And I'm talking about a package. I'm talking about the whole thing. And I'm talking about the importance of baptism as even water baptism, as I realized, I've been thinking about this for some weeks, that we have people that have come into the church over the years, and it's been a while since I've preached on baptism. We've had baptisms. So I am going to be talking about the importance of baptism. But how many of you know that many people have gone down into the water and been baptized in that sense, but they don't live a baptized life? Their heart wasn't baptized. And how many of you know that if we go to the other side of the spectrum, and some of you have come from different backgrounds, I'll touch on that in a moment, but maybe you were in a church.